Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brian Moran back on the show. Brian is the executive director of sales development. No, actually, that's an old job. He's got his own business now. Brian Moran Media Group. Is that the title?
Brian Moran and Associates.
And Associates. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So he's, folks, he's a very prolific expert on small business and working with a lot of different organizations, helping them put their best foot forward to help you. A lot of major corporations are seeking Brian out to get them to help him. And Brian and we've been hanging out together now for, Brian, coming up on 8 years. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like only yesterday.
I know. You've been hanging out with us this long, and we appreciate it very much. You know, Brian, one of the things that we talk about on the show here is the concept of the shiny object syndrome. And the where every time you turn around there's a new social media platform, there's a new piece of technology, there's a new app. There's some kind of new something or other that everybody's getting excited about. It's in the magazines or whatever. And sometimes we have these conflicting emotions in our small businesses because it makes us feel like if we don't already know about that, we're not adopting those things, that maybe we're not competitive. And when we find out what it takes to do it and we realize we really can't afford it, it really makes us feel inadequate, and I don't think that's a good attitude to take myself, even though we sometimes feel that way. What do you think?
Well, you know, I get asked this question a lot. People who are small business owners that don't necessarily have an interest in growing their business, you know, they don't want to be an entrepreneur, and they're almost like embarrassed to tell me that. But you know, they're like lifestyle entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They love what they do. But you know what? They don't want to have 10 locations and 500 employees and grow their business to $20 million. They like that work-life balance. And you know, that type of business owner is also a critical component of our economy. But they say, you know, with all of the changes that are happening in technology, financing, social media, the way we interact with customers, how do they keep up? And that's a challenge. But it is important. You can't just ignore the changes taking place in your industry, your marketplace, or just all around you. You know, you have to, otherwise you become irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
So like for social media, you know, if you're find that your customers are, you know, conducting reviews or sharing information online, most small business owners need to be part of that discussion at a basic level. So when it comes to social media, you need to ask yourself, ask your customers, you know, what social media platforms are you using right now? Like for if you're a restaurant owner, you know, and you know, is it Twitter, is it Facebook, is it Instagram? You know, how do you find restaurants and how do you talk about restaurants online? Or if you're a retail location, you know, people we don't use the yellow pages anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to find retail stores. So you need to understand how people are gathering information.
You have to have a basic minimal. You have to adopt the basics of these things, like having an online footprint, like social media. You have to. You don't have to. What I tell people, Brian, is, you don't have to win the race in these areas, technology, social media. You don't have to win the race, but you got to participate in the race. What do you
Absolutely.
think?
And, you know, when it comes to technology, you know, technology can make your business more productive, more efficient.
Yep.
You know, the way you control your inventory, the way you use it for marketing, the way you use it for your operations. So to not even address that, no matter what type of business owner you are, there are cost efficiencies built in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you do $500,000 a year in revenue, you know, and you say, well, you know what, I really don't want to be a $1 million business. I'd like to stay around this $500,000 to, let's say, even grow it to $600,000.
Yeah.
You know, being a business owner doesn't necessarily, you know, equate to just generating revenue. It's also about saving money, you know, mm-hmm. on expenses. You know, there's offense and defense.
Right.
When it comes to financing, you know, you can't just rely on banks anymore, that traditional form of financing for your business.
Brian, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Brian Moran. We'll be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Still got to try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.